Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Jenna from Time Out. How's it going?
Morena, I'm great, thank you.
Now, first and foremost, you've just been on a bit of an overseas jaunt.
Just got back.
How was it?
Really great. I had some holiday time in France and Italy, and then I went to the UK for some book stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I worked in some bookstores over there.
What were the key takeaways from working mostly retail, or was it sort of wholesale? What were you?
Oh, yeah, in retail, indie bookstores, just seeing how the different ways that different stores do things and how they serve their audiences. Mm-hmm. I was in a tiny village in a place called Kibworth in the Midlands, which was 7,000 people live there, so mm-hmm. that was a slower pace.
Yes.
And then I went down to Bath to a quite famous bookstore called Mr. B's Reading Emporium of Delights, which is a massive operation. So just got some hot tips. The main takeaway that we can't replicate is the speed of delivery of books coming in. They have next day delivery from their publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not like that at the bottom of the world. Mm. But it was great talking to book people, and I went to a conference and Rick Astley was a keynote speaker. That was the musical connection. He has a book coming out called Never, which will be hitting bookstores fairly soon. He did not sing, but I think that would have cost an extra $50,000 or something. maybe $200,000.
Now, what are we talking about this morning for Loose Reads?
Okay, this is a huge book for New Zealand, Aotearoa, which is the sequel to Owe by Beki Manawatu, which you have read.
I read it one Christmas, yes.
It's sad read over Christmas.
It was pretty bleak, but it is a great book.
Yes, this is, so just a little refresh of Owe. This is written by Beki Manawatu, who's a Westport-based kaitahu author. Owe was her debut novel, and it won the Jan Medlicott Acorn mm-hmm. Foundation Prize for Fiction in 2020. And it was one of those books that really took the hearts of people who read it. Mm. We sold so much of it. And it's one of those sad but hopeful books, I would say. Do you think there's some hope in there?
Yeah, but I think it finished on a kind of a high note, sort of.
It's about these two brothers, Tokiri and Arama. And Arama is quite young, and he's sent to live with his aunt and uncle on a farm after his parents die, and there's domestic violence, and his brother is a bit older and going on his own journey and feeling a lot of guilt. And yeah, it's pretty intense, actually. Mm. And it captures this family called the Teo Whanau. So the new book is called Katarina. And one of the main figures of Owe is Auntie Kat, mm-hmm. who took in Arama, and whose husband is like a complete psychopath. And we're kind of investigating of how did she get to where she is. If you're looking at a straight sequel to Owe in terms of form, this is not it. It's completely different, but I think it is elevated in terms of its style and writing and probably complexity. So, yeah, we go back to the Teo Whanau, but the form is non-linear. So we move. I'm trying to do this with no spoilers of Owe, so just stick with me while I try not to say certain things. The form moves around a certain massive event that happens at the end of Owe. There's this massive climax. Everything kind of blows up. And so we're looking at how are the family recovering from this, but also how did they get to that point?
Mm.
And especially from Kat, because she's quite a silent figure in Owe. She was there. She's trying her best. She wanted to be this caring woman who takes in the family when they're needed, but there's only so much she could give within the like domestic violence situation she was in and the control that was over her. So she was kind of failing at her duty as a whanau member, I would say. There's different voices coming through. So we've got like kind of current day scientists working on the kukuwai, a swampland on the farm that they lived in, and they're pulling up items from the past, and the swamp is on the farm of Auntie Kat and Stu, and And we also go back to like pre-colonial or sort of colonial times of what was happening around that swamp. So that's like a living character as well, and how the environment takes on the Mai Mai and the hurt of what's happening around them. So it's really clever. It's really great. I really, really loved it. It's a total Kaitahu novel. There's I'm Kaitahu as well, just disclaimer. So probably this is why I probably rave about it so much as well. So our dialect, our maramataka, and like our whenua, just so awesome to read it. And there, our karakia, waiata, it's super cool.
Still just as bleak as its predecessor as far as...
There is heaviness in this because it is referencing domestic violence and hurt of a family, colonization, etc. But Becky's talked about this of like, Oe is dark, Katarina's light.
Okay.
And so I think there's so much context and depth to it. So for me now, and I've said this a little bit, I can't see each novel without the other. It like fits this puzzle piece together.
That's nice.
So yeah, it's a story of healing. Yeah, and so I'd really recommend it. I think so many of you have read Oe, so I think you now, you're not finished. If you've read Oe, and now that Katarina's here, you are not finished on your journey with Becky Manawatu. Yeah.
Is it out now?
It's out now. It's on the shelf.
Okay.
I feel weird because I'm not holding it. I didn't bring it in with me today because I gave it, my colleague bullied me into giving me my coffee to her so she could read it over the weekend.
Okay. So on the shelf, how much are we looking at? And is it everywhere?
It is everywhere. And the cost is a good question. It's $37 or $38.
Very reasonable.
Apologies for not having that on me. And I need to tell you all that this Saturday, the 12th of October, is New Zealand Bookshop Day.
Ooh.
And so this could be a good book to come into, go into a New Zealand bookstore and buy a New Zealand book. This could be the one that you could get. So there's lots of activities happening. Our Auckland Indies have banded together and we've made a map for you to go round and visit and get stamps of each store.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 11 stores involved and you've got a week to do it, and then you can go on the draw to win vouchers and etc. So my colleague Nate is out in the wild right now on public transport. He's just messaged us from Howick.
Just confirming how long the loop takes on public transport.
So our staff are doing it as well, trying to get these stamps, which is very sweet.
Nice.
And so you can go from to Devonport to Milford, Unity in town. You know, all our friends are participating. So, yeah, it'll be awesome. There's 3 stores in Ponsonby, so you can knock off 3 stores pretty quickly there.
Excellent. Hey, Jenna, thank you so much, and shout out to Time Out Bookstore.
Thank you very much.
That was Loose Reads.